Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, the Indians back home and ready to take on the Chicago White Sox. This, I don't know if it seems weird to you or not, Terry. It does to me that all of a sudden we're seeing American League Central Division foes finally.
It does feel weird. I mean, we had a advanced meeting today, and that was a little bit of a rarity just because you were so used to playing these guys so much that you didn't have to do that. You know, you just had a little refresher, and we haven't seen them for so long. So it is different. It's interesting. Our schedule's different, and, you know, I hope in the future baseball's done a really good job of making transitions and some changes, and I hope going forward maybe we're able to make it where we play teams in our league more, maybe a little less in our division, and so we're not playing National League teams just as much as we're playing teams in the West or the East.
Did you like the old days, Terry, where, say, in the American League, it didn't matter what division you were in, you played everybody home and home two different times?
You know, yeah, but again, it's different now because of interleague, and that's always going to make some for some difficulties. But I do think you could have it where instead of playing teams in your division 18 or 19 times, you could maybe play them 13, 14, or 12 and play the other divisions in your league maybe 9 or 10 or 11 or 12 and have like two away, one home, and just flip-flop it every year instead of just playing one home and away.
Well, now you do come home, you play within the division, and that has not been a strong suit for the Indians this year, and obviously the rest of the year, I guess that's an understatement, isn't it, to say you really have to win in your division?
Well, I think we got to win every time we play. That's got to be our mindset, but up to date, this has been a hard thing for us, playing at home and playing in our division, and especially Detroit. That's the one that's really kind of been a thorn in our side, but you know, we've shown signs of trying to play better. We just got to be consistent, and we got to take care of business at home.
Tonight you've got Trevor Bauer coming back, and he did not pitch well the first time out. That was the first game after the All-Star break, and I think we've seen a mixed bag. It almost seems like when you open up a season, first time through the rotation, it's kind of a you don't really know what you're going to get, do you?
You know, Hammy, and there's always some anxiety that goes with that after the break, but saying that, giving the guys some time off is really important because there is no let up until the end of the season. And is like we saw with Cody Anderson yesterday, he was up with everything. He just couldn't get it down. He felt too strong. If he continues to feel strong all the way through September, we're going to be thrilled. So if it was one start where he felt a little rusty, we'll take that.
Terry, when you get to this time of the year now, we got about a week left here in July, and then, of course, you've always heard the dog days of August. Do you think one aspect of the game is impacted more when you get to this point of the season? Are the pitchers more tired? Are the position players more tired?
I think everybody gets tired and beat up. But I think with position players, you know, you're used to, you have your routines. Well, same with starters, but you have your routines. And even when you're tired, you can still find ways to get hits. And in some ways, when it gets hot and you start to swing the bat well, you feel good and it carries over. I think what you see with some starters, especially young guys, is they hit a wall because it's that time of the year. So that's why you got to make sure they continue to do their work, because what happens is you let your foot off the gas a little bit, and all of a sudden you look up in September and you're completely out of gas, and we can't let that happen.
Boy, it sure was an impressive offseason that the White Sox had, but it hasn't translated, has it?
No, it hasn't, not yet, and I'm surprised because I really thought they did some really good things. Matter of fact, I don't, you know, their record isn't where they want to be. I don't think that means they were bad moves. I thought they had a spectacular winter. Just for whatever reason, some of their offense has been down. I hope for the next 4 days it stays down. But because when you look at their team, you kind of shake your head like, wow, man, they're better than that.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and the White Sox coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager's Minute, and it's brought to you by DraftKings.com. The Indians and the White Sox continue this four-game series, and that'll be followed by the Kansas City Royals. And it's rumor central now. We're about a week away from the trading deadline. And what would you say, Terry, 1% of the rumors become reality?
You know, Hammy, nowadays, I don't even know if it's that. I mean, my goodness, because there's so much, you know, out there that's false, you know, maybe there's one that every rare thing that might be a little bit close. But, and that's, you know, we'll keep an eye on things. If we see somebody that looks like they're feeling a little bit of anxiety, we'll talk to them, because again, there's so much out there now and so much of it is just blatantly not true. It's fun to talk about, but that's what it really boils down to.
The Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.